Let's listen in on a few more clips. The next one, of course, let's play and then have you react to it. Stupid Bloody Tuesday. What's that?
Yeah. If you notice on I'm the Walrus, the opening sound was taken to be a police ambulance. That blah, 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 blah. And then the Stupid Bloody Tuesday was a reference to McCartney leaving the studio on a Tuesday night that would turn bloody the next morning in the car accident. So this was the interpretation from I'm the Walrus. And see, one of the great things about urban myths, in 1969, the rumor was that the word walrus was Greek for corpse. And it was accepted. So
kidding.
I am the Walrus means I am
sure.
The corpse. And then in the song, here's another clue for you, all the walrus is Paul.
Walrus
and that
is Paul. It's like telling everybody he's the corpse.
The corpse is Paul. But that's not true. And when you research it, you know that walrus is from Scandinavian. And, you know, some of the clues that came in, you know, are basically, like I'm saying, are major stretches to keep the legend going.
Right. And again, whatever it was brilliant.
Oh, yes. Yes. It was
definitely. Sorry that I doubted you. I was so unfair. You were in a car crash and you lost your hair.
That one's obvious.
Ringo's great song. Yeah, remember the story that on Tuesday night, Paul and Ringo got into an argument and over the mixing of the songs, and Paul left, and now in the song Don't Pass Me By from the White Album, Ringo says, I'm sorry that I doubted you. I was so unfair. You were in a car crash, and you lost your hair. And the losing the hair, the story goes that McCartney was decapitated or he died from head injuries received in the car crash.
So in theory, the only one who would be alive if Paul died then would be Ringo.
That's correct.
Did anybody ever get to him and chat with him?
Well, you know, Ringo, he had a nice little choice. He said, no, it's all a bunch of, and he used an expletive there. But one of the funny things that you have to listen to on this is that when the Beatles broke up, the clues didn't stop. And how do you sleep? But John Lennon, he has a line where he says, those freaks was right when they said you was dead. And then, according to Philip Norman, the Beatles had a code name for McCartney, which was Boogaloo. And in the song Back Off Boogaloo, Ringo has his turn, and he says, wake up, meathead, don't forget that you were dead.
Yeah.
So when you hear that, you sort of say, well, you know, here they are sort of poking fun that maybe McCartney was the one who came up with the whole idea to let's pretend I'm dead.
Because right.
In 1964, he used to put disguises on and go out and sit with the audience, you know, because he enjoyed that great mystery thing of putting on a fake beard and disguising himself and, you know, trying to find out what people thought about the band. So, you know, there's a little bit of humor there, I suppose, with him. But, you know, my own personal opinion is that the Beatles probably expected these clues to be found before 1969. And when we do a lot of this, you have a lot of people on who basically, in DJs or anyone else in the media, they believe, well, you know, this is all just fans' imagination. But when you listen to, Glass Onion, where you hear John Lennon say, here's another clue for you all, the walrus is Paul. In 1968, there were no clues that anyone knew about. So when he says, here's another clue, it implies there were clues before.
It's like he's trying to tell people, come on now, get with it, people.
Yeah, here's another clue for you all, the walrus was Paul, figure it out.
And here's another clue as well.
But in 1969, with the release...
That was a quick one.
All right, I didn't hear it.
That's Come Here, Old Flat Top.
Okay, Flat Top from Come Together Over Me was supposed to be a reference over the grave where McCartney's asking the band to come together over his burial place, and Flat Top would refer to the person who part of his head was missing from the car accident was taken to that.
Okay, here's another one.
Wednesday morning at 5 o'clock as the day begins.
Now, is that when it was supposed to have happened, the accident?
Right. She's leaving home, and the line that George points to, which gives the date of the accident and the time.
Now, here's the one that has always scared me. Even when I was a younger lad and I heard this one, it scared me.
He blew his mind out in a car. He didn't notice that the lights had changed.
Now, when the rumor was starting, Gary, that's the one I thought was the obvious direct clue. I thought they were trying to tell us something directly.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, I don't know if you've listened to this, but there's the remaining part of the song's interesting. When John did the song, He blew his mind out in a car. He had noticed the lights had changed. The crowd of people stood and stared. Mm-hmm. They'd seen his face before. The next line, if you look at the back of Sergeant Pepper's, the next line on the lyric says, nobody was really sure if he was from the House of Lords. But when you listen to it, the last word is not Lords. It makes a p sound. And it sounds like he says, nobody was really sure if he was from the House of, and then he goes, Paul.
Uh-huh.
He goes into falsetto. And, I mean, you can hear that. And, yeah, even though there's conjecture that the person who blew his mind out in the car was Terry Brown, who was a good friend of the Beatles, and he was more like a, he was the Guinness heir who had tons of money, had a trust fund.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He rammed into the back of a truck, didn't he?
Yeah, yeah. And this is supposedly who Lennon was talking about. In the Playboy interviews, I think Lennon says, well, you know, he's talking about Terry Brown, but then he says, no, I was talking about me because I was driving through London under the influences of acid, and I was going through all the traffic lights. So Bloy's mind would refer to the LSD reference.
Mm-hmm.
So you have some conjecture on that. So the Terry Brown interest is interesting, though.
Next.
I was alone, I took a ride, I didn't know what I would find there.
Got to Get You Into My Life. Even mm-hmm. the title sounds like somebody's coming in to be the imposter. And supposedly the story goes, I was alone, I took a ride, I didn't know what I would find there. That was supposed to be the reference to McCartney's tragic car accident the day or the night he left when he was alone and took that ride.
All right. Boy, we've got a whole bunch more clues for you.
I know what it's like to be there.
I mean, they just keep
obvious, isn't it?
Putting them in there, don't they?
Yeah. Actually, the song was supposed to be called He Said, and then they changed it to She Said because of Peter Fonda giving the references on in California where he told the Beatles, you know, I know what it's like to be dead. And John says, man, I don't want to know what it's like to be dead. But when you listen to the line, it fits into the legend because I know what it's like to be dead would be a reference to Paul.
Here's another one. That sounds like, was that a reverse one?
No, that's you can hear that at the very fade out at the end of I Am the Walrus, because at the end Lennon turned on a radio broadcast from the BBC from King Lear, and you can listen to the voices, and some of the phrases that stand out. The first one is bury my body. The next one says, oh, untimely death. And right before it fades out, there's a voice that says, what, is he dead?
Another clue.
Oh,
and,
yes.
And here's another. Now, what did that mean?
Well, if you remember the Abbey Road cover?
Uh-huh.
And when they're walking across, who's the one who doesn't have any shoes?
Paul doesn't have any shoes at all.
So if he doesn't have any shoes, obviously he wears no shoe sign. He's barefoot.
That's true. And again, you wouldn't really bury somebody without shoes, would
that
you?
That goes with the famous Fred Labor interpretation, right?
You got it. Here's another. Well, that was what?
Well, the feet, supposedly, that he's buried so many feet down, you know.
Below his feet.
Below his feet, which would be in the grave, yeah.
Yeah, okay, and here's another.
He said, one and one and one is three. Got to be good looking, cause he's so hard to see.
Sounds like what a mortician might do, huh?
Yeah, and also the reference to one and one and one is three, but that's four Beatles.
That's the other three, exactly.
Yeah.